Erika Jayne's Pretty Little Puss retakes center stage tonight on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. It's Season 7, Episode 16, Big Buddha Drama, coming at you now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hello, AfterBuzzers, and welcome to our show to talk about this nonsense going down in Hong Kong tonight on The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. I'm your host, Grants underscore underscore Rants on Twitter, and joining me tonight...
What's up, everybody? I'm back. Please follow me at Thomas Rulina on my Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, and Facebook.
Hey, guys, I'm Chris Valentine. You can follow me on Twitter at aka Golden Boy and check out my celebrity interviews on chrisvalentine.la.
And we look forward to having Jen back in the studio coming up for that female perspective. So get ready for that coming up. But tonight, it's just the three of us discussing one woman's flash of a vagina.
It's back. Didn't that all start on episode one or at the very beginning of the season?
Yeah.
When they first met, right?
Yeah, and I felt there was more to it all along. I felt there was deeper issues going on, and I'm surprised they didn't come out, and they are finally coming out tonight.
You know, every time I drive by that place on La Cienega, the place where it all happened, where they met, and she opened the... You could see
that. That was at Sofitel.
Sofitel, yeah. Every time I drive by that, I thought, that's the scene of the crime.
Yeah.
Right there. And we haven't been able to get over. Yeah,
and I was surprised that Erica let it go so fast.
I'm glad she did, though.
But she really didn't, did she?
That was good for TV.
Exactly. And, you know, she has that mask, and she's called the Ice Queen, but tonight's episode reveals so much, and she was affected by it. And I wanted to say from the very beginning, I've always felt that Erica is a very sensitive person, but we don't really... we haven't seen it because she has put in that wall up, but I think she is affected when people talk about her and say things because she also
she'll cry
not.
Tonight. Yeah.
It's always the people who say, oh no, I'm not affected or it doesn't bother me. Those are the people it really does bother, so it's really coming out tonight.
Yeah. It made sense that she went to go see her family first and they put that episode first so we can at least see that side of her.
Right.
Because if they put it after, it wouldn't have worked out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, I always assume, especially in entertainment, no matter what type of exterior someone has, I always just assume that they are insecure. I feel like it's rampant, you know, in this business.
Yes.
So, you know, and that's what we love about Erica and the way that she is so secure in herself and who she is. But, you know, there's another side to people at night in the dark. I mean, you know, under
the covers.
It makes
her more relatable, too, to a lot of people.
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, she really cracked tonight. But, you know, she's shown us more than ever that she's just real. At the end of the day, no one's unflappable and no one's Teflon. So,
yeah.
Well, let's talk about it. So, before we get to PK viewing something he shouldn't again, Erica asks Dorit why she brought up the Xanax and how she questioned if the Xanax affects Lisa Rinna's behavior. And so this is where this conversation comes into play. They're picking up where we left off. And then Dorit says, well, you've never been nice to me. You're putting me on the spot here ever. And then what's her face? Erica said that she's dying to just get her attention and that now you can have it. She said, now you have my attention. Now that I'm coming at you, now you finally have it.
Well, it's interesting to see from the beginning that this all happened very early in the season for Erica to now expose that this really did bother her. I think it's interesting for the viewers to see that she was holding back from that whole time. So you could see that they weren't friends, they weren't vibing, and I'm glad
we picked up on that immediately.
I'm glad that they finally, I mean, leave it to these women to take a beautiful boat in Hong Kong and turn it into this disaster of a moment. But, you know, I'm glad that we got to finally hear Erica's true thoughts about what happened with her feelings towards Erica. Dorit.
Yes.
And I find it very surprising. It seemed like they were all on something tonight. I mean, they were all hyped up. We know we usually get it from Lisa Rinna. She's carried the season pretty much the whole time. But Erica, I still question, is there something else deeper going on? Because it was so surprising. And then she went, you know, we'll get into it later, but she went from one topic to another topic and then she lashed out at that. So I was like, what is going on with her tonight?
I think she was very, I think she just all let it out. I think it just, you get to a point where everything just comes out and it was one thing after the other. Yes. So talking about her child, which we'll talk about later, kind of took her there.
I almost feel like as the season progressed, she had it out with Tom. It had to have come up in a conversation. And I felt from the beginning, when Tom finds out about this, it is probably going to affect their marriage a little bit. So maybe at that point in this filming of the season, her and Tom were having some issues, because who wouldn't? I would think Dorit and PK would have had marital issues too. They had to have discussed this. I don't care who you are, but if I was in Dorit's place, and we're going back to this whole Pantygate thing, I would be upset with my husband if he was staring up somebody's dress.
She never did address that she had a problem with that, or said, you know, that was inappropriate of my husband. She gave him an immediate pass. I mean, maybe in her personal life she feels differently, but as far as what she said and done on the show, she doesn't hold him accountable for anything like that. She said, oh, he's what red-blooded man wouldn't be looking. I mean, that doesn't help your argument. It was hard to buy, right.
I mean, they did a little bit of after scenes right after that with PK in the kitchen, and she's questioning, you know, why did you do that, or what's really going on here. But gosh, I would think she was upset, and she was almost like Erica, where she's passing it off in a way and not going there. And you have to remember, this is the very beginning of the filming of the season. She's on the spot. I don't know if she wants to show all her emotions and, you know, get into it, but it had to have affected her.
It's unfortunate because PK kind of pulled a Peter Thomas from Real Housewives of Atlanta. He had a lot of two cents on what he was feeling with these women. And poor Dorit, I mean, she's basically getting ambushed. And I feel like it was really hard to watch her just being attacked by all these women. But I wish, you know, PK was heavily involved into this whole entire situation.
Yeah. Exactly.
He kind of put a lot of things into Dorit's head. And unfortunately for Dorit, when you're on a Real Housewives show, if your husband is doing that, then it's really hard for you to get other women's perspective, because you're so used to just you and your husband in the bedroom. But what about when you're out with these women? It's kind of hard.
And that's what she experienced,
And this was a lot about PK. I almost wish he was on the boat. He's the one that should be apologizing, not
maybe
Dorit.
A little FaceTime.
Yeah. Why is Dorit apologizing for her husband in the first place? Why do they keep demanding apologies from her when it was PK that did it, right? So it's like he needed to be there. He needed to be the one to apologize. Right. He needed to be answering for himself.
Yeah. Well, the ladies, Dorit and Erica, finally did speak on what they think of one another. Dorit said that you're not fun, you're not nice, you're cold as ice. And then Erica said, you know, well, you know, you really, how can I ever like you after the undies situation? How could I ever get past that? And then, like said in here, that's what was the catalyst. But I thought that was important to bring out.
Yeah, because she never let it go. Yeah. She said she did. She said she was okay. They said they high-five, we're good, we're good. She wasn't. Yeah.
Oh, but also that these women are adversaries officially. Yeah. You know, I mean, where they've tiptoed around each other and tolerated each other. You know, you don't compliment me enough or whatever. But now it's like, no, you're cold, you're a lousy person.
Why are you pointing at me?
saying all that stuff that Dorit said, I felt like with her beef with Erica, I think, you know, calling Erica not fun, we obviously know that's not true. Yeah. And, you know, it wasn't a point where they finally saw eye to eye. I think sometimes you just don't vibe with people. I don't think that they're going to vibe. Definitely not right now.
Well, you remember, Erica wanted to drop this whole thing. Dorit, at some point, finally did. But who brought it up tonight? It was Erica. She's the one that brought it. I'm like, oh, my God, you went there. You're the one that introduced Pantygate again. And I thought we were done with this.
Well, I'm glad she did.
I'm not saying right or wrong. I'm just saying she did not want to discuss it anymore. Didn't she tell Dorit, why do you keep bringing this up? Why do you keep rehashing the storyline? Mm-hmm. Dorit never brought it up in the last few episodes. Tonight was all about Erica bringing it up.
Well, Lisa Rinna mentioned that she thought Dorit said that Erica did this flashing on purpose, and that was another thing to add flames to the fire.
I think I'm just going to speak for everybody that's watching this show. I think Miss Lisa Rinna did the most on this episode.
She was
just being so extra. I love all the women on the show, but I do think after everything she's gone through with the Richards sisters, this was a moment to turn everything around, turn the boat around, and this was going to be not about Lisa. This was going to be about defending Erica, who she's close with, but just steering away from everything that's happened the last several weeks that we've been doing the show.
Yeah.
So I think she did a pretty good job because...
Well, I think this is, I don't know yet, it's early in the show, but I think this is the first week in a long time that I'm not going to get upset about Lisa Rinna, because I'm just so sick of her. I'm not mad at her, I'm just saying she's being extra.
Yes. She's being Lisa Rinna. Yeah. She is inserting herself clearly into these conversations. I do feel there's a lot of pressure on the women. They go all the way to Hong Kong. I feel they feel it. They know they have to deliver.
She brings it, though.
She almost overbrought it. I mean, she's inserting herself. In the middle of an argument, and it was like, you know, you don't need to. So,
she inserted herself in an argument not once, not twice, but three times.
She had that orange chicken in her mouth, that she was like, I'm done. I'm not going to say anymore.
But
and then continued.
Someone who perhaps is having the best trip is Eden.
She's so quiet.
She's not doing anything.
I wouldn't mind have been eating. I'm surprised she didn't have popcorn with her while she was there.
I love when she was on the boat. She literally was like lying on her stomach, like resting her head on her hand, just watching the wig on. You know,
and she almost kind of had her head down at times. Like she's in a spiritual moment, like, I'm not going to go there. I don't understand this. Why are they doing this?
She had the best time.
Well, Erica admits that everything that happened hurt her feelings and that Dorit has no idea what cold is, and she yells at her to stop talking about me, which is like kind of like, yeah, but it's too little too late. She should have said that when she handed her the panties. She should have been like, all right, this is it, enough. She did in a way with saying the more you talk about shit, the more it comes up. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I mean, I guess you have to be really upfront and honest with this girl, and you have to just be like, no, that's it. You have to like show your muscle.
I do think that Dorit and PK didn't do that intentionally. I have to side with Eileen for once. I think that it wasn't intentionally done. I think when it happened, they ran with it. That's two different things.
Right.
I think once they had that moment, they kind of ran with it, and that became the storyline for them. And unfortunately, Erica was at the tail end of that. But I don't think that, you know, I don't think that Dorit did that intentionally.
Well, the just going back to PK, I mean, was it good to even be looking up her skirt? I can't even judge him for that because, you know, some guys will do it. I mean, it's right in front of you. I can't see how some guys wouldn't look. And then there's other guys like Eileen's husband who said, no, that would be, she's speaking for him.
Yeah.
But I could see how some guys would say, no, that's totally inappropriate. I don't want to look. I don't want to see. It's not right.
It's certainly not anything to brag about on national television as a married man. Rinna also was another one that created an adversary or a new feud in this episode. It came more to light with her and Dorit. She told Dorit that her and her husband need to apologize to Erica. Then Dorit says that both she, Rinna, and Eileen were making a big deal of it, and that's why they're in the situation that they're in. Eileen did not like being implicated in this. Rinna to Dorit, she told her to go F off. And then Dorit called. Dorit says that she's low class. She says, Lisa Rinna's low class.
You know, when we were watching that, I kind of questioned that because the words sounded, words underneath said, you got class. But then,
you know, I thought it was like shady, like, oh, you got class. Oh, you're great. Right.
That's what I thought initially. That's what I thought.
Yeah. Right. And then it turned into low class at some point. So I wasn't really clear on what she actually said, low class or got class. But, you know, she meant the same thing pretty much.
I thought it was being like facetious and shady. Like, you're really classy. Real classy.
That's something Dorit would say. I don't think she would say low class.
I agree. Yeah, I think so.
That's something maybe I would do. I think that's a real insult to tell someone they're low class. I think that's something I would do. But I haven't had to call anyone that.
Say that in your notes for later. Yes. For somebody that crosses you.
Yes, exactly. Noted. Lisa Vanderpump says that they all thought that it was a joke until Erica didn't, and now they're all ganging up on Dorit. And, you know, Lisa Vanderpump made... She did the bare minimum to say that she was a friend. Like, she was there, and I don't even mean that in a mean way. Like, you know, I don't love Lisa Vanderpump, but I'm not trying to be like, oh, you know, like, she didn't do anything. She did, but, she really didn't come to bat for her too strongly.
Yeah, which I would expect more.
But I would expect more as a friend.
Mm-hmm.
When it's a table full of people, and you've got one person that's in your corner, and you're like... Hello. Like,
it was kind of nice that she let Dorit. But it was kind of nice that she let Dorit do what she was going to do because Lisa's not going to be there next season, so it was an opportunity for her to get a taste.
Wishful thinking.
They both might not be back, but they both may be back. But I felt like Grant. I was feeling Lisa Vanderpump. You did start speaking up a little. You could have done a little more. You know, defend your friend. She's being attacked by everybody, and I see Dorit's side, and I see where Lisa Vanderpump was correct in defending her.
Right.
I just want a little bit more.
Right. Yeah. 100% same page. Lisa Vanderpump and Erica. Lisa comes over to her. They're getting off the boat. She gives her a hug. She says, oh, you know, it could all be, but, you know, I feel bad. But she says in her interview that she thinks that it could all be just a mask that Erica's been wearing up to this point. Erica does cry at this point, and Dorit goes the other way, pretty much. They go different cars in different places.
It was very Mean Girls, and they all had their own clique.
Yep.
And I feel like Eden didn't know which one to hang with, but she was going to hang out with Kyle, so I guess it made sense to go in the van.
Yeah.
You know?
The missile attack.
Yes,
that's what she was experiencing.
And, of course, Lisa's getting up at a lot of... Lisa Rinna is getting up at a lot of opportunities.
Oh, yeah. Which she's not letting one pass on this episode.
The humanitarian of this season. I just like to point that out. But in the middle of all this, this woman did win a humanitarian award only a month ago.
She should... Lisa Rinna, you should get a reality TV award. I mean, when she got up and got Erica, she is good. I'm like laughing. I'm like, oh, this is good. So she's comforting Erica.
Oh, we're
not
there
just
yet. Coming up. Yeah, yeah.
But we got the part where she stood up and she's pointing at Dorit, right?
That was a lot. If somebody came to me like that, I would not have anybody come in, like, approach me. She got out of her seat.
That was
over there. Relax. Yeah, this isn't like a boxing
match. Oh, are you talking on the boat? Because I know she got up. Okay, because in the dinner she did get up too. But yes. Okay, no, good point.
That's when Dorit was like,
she did
get
up on the boat and like got in her face. And I was like, it was
Celebrity Death Match. We need to like take it down.
Oh, I know it.
And they need to bring that back, MTV.
So, reality TV awards. Who do you think should have gotten it?
She is nominated for sure.
Well, you know what I thought was really interesting? Dorit shaded the gay glam squad that Erica has and said, you know, that she's got these people around her, I'm, you know, paraphrasing, but these yes men who talk her up and tell her how fabulous she is. So, of course, you kind of fall off with, you know, being humble. But, you know, someone else could say, well, look at her and her mother in Georgia. She was grounded and, you know, she was a real, you know, chick back at home with her mom, like calm, cool, and collected and humble. I don't know, but yeah, I mean, you do have a lot of people around you, definitely, especially
she
in this city.
She brought that idea into people's minds, for sure, tonight.
Yeah.
When Dorit said that.
I mean, but how can Erica not have some type of hubris with all of that? You know, we saw her in Greece with, like, what was it, 30,000 people or something that watched her? I mean, of course you're going to lose a little bit. You're not going to be, like, a down-home chick when you're selling record numbers and you're, like, you know, everyone's favorite on a reality show. I mean, so I get it. I mean,
and she's human. We have to remember. Yeah, I mean, she looks like a goddess. She looks amazing. And by the way, all the women tonight looked amazing.
I know they did.
The clothes, and I know you're a Dorit fashionista.
Yes.
She looked so elegant the entire night. Everybody looked fabulous. But we have to remember, even without all the pop and everything, people like to be told they look great, and you kind of, you know, you want to believe and you want to live in this world where it's like that. So it's kind of harsh when things don't go right.
Yeah.
Dorit and PK had a phone call where they kind of laughed off the conversation. Dorit seemed to really try to come across as calm about all of this.
Yes, for the cameras, perhaps.
Yes, I feel like she didn't want anyone to think she was too rattled. Then everything, all the hell took 10 seconds of a break when they went to go to see the Buddha, which I could just tell, like, Eden was all about that.
Yeah.
You know? I would be very interested in that.
Yeah, I wanted to say one thing that I love about the Housewives in general is the vacations. I think people that are at home that don't get to travel to these places, this is a great opportunity to showcase all the cities that they go to, and Hong Kong looks amazing.
That hotel was
perfect.
It actually does. The views and
everything,
the backdrops
was like bomb.
Gorgeous. Yeah. Now, did they get to touch the Buddha? Because that was what they were going up there to do, right? Is that something you can do in Hong Kong? I don't know.
I think you probably could.
But it's good luck when you touch a Buddha or you rub his belly. Mm-hmm. So I was waiting for that moment. I don't know if we got
it. We have gone onto that little ride that they took all the way up.
Are we there yet, Grant?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, we are there, yes.
Because
I would.
I am afraid of heights. So
I would opt out.
Did you know? Well, I don't know.
Selfie stick from
a reality TV, I would do anything. I've been on 13 reality shows. I'll probably do it. But listen, that whole thing of it looked like they were two separate camps. One was terrified. Everybody in the room, I don't know if they all got hyped up with Kyle's, you know, fears, and it just spread. And then the other one was like, oh, this is cool. And they're all looking down. Yeah. And everybody was fine in that one. So it was weird. You know, two juxtaposed.
Two mean girl groups separated.
You know what? When you're away and you've got opportunities like that, it's so far away from where you live. You're either going to do it or experience that, or you're not.
Right. Unless
when
you have
you're
the
there,
cash to
do it
again and again and again,
I
then
guess.
It's like whatever.
No, once, that's it. I agree with that person.
Kyle.
Because
I would do it. I thought it was cool.
Some of these ramps, like, I'm getting, as I get older, I'm getting more afraid of heights. It's like crazy. Like, coming back from LAX, I don't even want to get on the ramp anymore.
Oh, man.
But it's really bad in Phoenix. There is one ramp that is so high. It is, and I swear, I said, I will never do this again. It is terrifying because you can see. That's the problem, is when you can see down or you can see below you, that's when you really, you know, too much.
Right.
So I get it.
Well, the dinner party. Let's talk about the dinner party. Okay. The final dinner. I got two pages
full. The calm and peaceful dinner?
Not too much.
Not on this episode.
Samurai Barbie showed up with the other ones. Eden, once again, just enjoying a free meal. Good for her.
We love Eden.
I just love to point that out. I think it's like, cause all these other women are like fighting for these paychecks. You know what I mean?
Yes,
like they're really there to like create waves. And she's just like, I'm good.
It was kind of nice to let Erica do her thing because she spent so much time packing and having the lookbook when we were seeing her in her home and seeing all the looks come out. I thought that was pretty cool. Nobody really has done that.
No.
So she brings that new flair to... Now it's like if somebody else were to join, you better come up with a cool idea because that is pretty cool.
Yeah, now you're going to start seeing in these other cities, people are going to have to bring their glams with them.
Yeah,
you know,
for
more
sure.
often.
Well,
more than they
brought
do.
It with
for
one
the
person.
First time, right? Yeah. She's the one that's like following suit. She had her own makeup artist.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe you're right. On that,
you know, if they should be really smart about this, and they should have the crew there. They don't even need to send a crew out with the guys or the glams, but they should give them the GoPros or cameras to shoot their own little thing. I want to know what the guys are doing in these places because that could be a digital short. You know, I'm just thinking of digital shareable content that they could put online. I mean, what you know, it's so obvious this is a show because the people that they're coming with, they can't shoot with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those glams aren't going to come to dinner with them. They're not going to join them at the Buddha, which is kind of odd. Why wouldn't they?
Mm-hmm.
If you were just on an open vacation, why not come along and experience this with me? So it's kind of odd. Like, it's so set up. Why don't they just do something
they're
with
probably
that?
Probably hanging out, having a drink or two. Enjoying Hong Kong.
I would want to be out. I wouldn't want to be. I can drink at home. I want to be out and seeing everything I can, you know?
Yeah. And you want to have the husbands like shoot themselves as they're doing the phone conversations too?
No, no need any more of the husbands.
You don't want more PK,
no.
I was going to say.
No, but the people who are there, the people who are in the city, you know, you know, why not just make it a digital
maybe
thing?
Maybe the boys came. Maybe the boys came and they were just like, stay off camera. You know, we don't want to see you. It's not about you. So they could have been there. We just didn't see it, you know.
Well, Lisa Rinna. Concerned, I'm using quotes. She was so concerned at the top of this dinner. If Dorit, did you ever apologize to Erica? Well, what could go wrong with that?
One thing I don't like is when people tell me what to do, especially if somebody's going to tell me to apologize something that I'm not, like, sorry for. I don't think it's anybody's place to do something like that unless, like, you're my mom or something like that. So I felt like that was just her way of inserting herself.
And by the way, it was never enough because she had already apologized earlier, and then she apologized again. And then Eileen, I think, said, are you good with the apology? And she's like, no, still not enough. So it's like, endless. It's endless. And why is Dorit apologizing for PK? I didn't quite get that.
I don't think she apologized
right
then and
there. It was just about
the
Pantygate thing. Okay. Because I thought that was done. I thought they were good.
Yeah. Well, Erica had an attitude at this dinner from the start, and she said, no, she hasn't. And then this is when Lisa Vanderpump questioned, is Erica making a big deal out of this? And, you know,
it's really hard
think.
Because Lisa Vanderpump gets upset about certain things that she finds to be very upsetting, so... I don't know, for her to tell Erica that, I was like, it's really hard because she's been upset about things that people would say, take it down or not, just not that big of a deal.
Right.
So it was kind of like preaching to the choir.
It was
a
just
little bit.
So out of character for Erica to be acting that way. I almost felt like she was on something. We know Lisa Rinna is, and I love how Lisa Rinna owns it. She holds up the bag of pills. She says, look, this is a downer. You know, she owns that she takes herbal supplements and Xanax and whatever. But I felt like there was the other girls all seemed to be on something. A lot of them. It was just so crazy.
It was
crazy.
The hot sake. I'm just kidding. I don't
it's
know.
It's probably the extreme jet lag and the fact that you're trapped with these bitches.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And she had a rough night. Erica, if they did shoot the episode in order, she did have a rough night. So I think when you get upset the night before, kind of lingers over, especially how you can't leave. You can't go home.
What
I
did she have enough rough night about? I forgot.
When they were on the boat.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the next day when they were at the restaurant, maybe that it just all the anger was still
there.
But
I want to know why she had a rough night on the boat in the first place, because that was so out of character. You know, she's...
Well, because Dorit came for her.
I know, but
you know?
I just feel like there's
well,
something
she
doesn't
like
else.
Crying on
there's,
camera
there has
either.
To be
she
more. We've never seen that before. She is framed up with the backdrop of Hong Kong, so it's like the producers, okay, Erica, this is your spotlight moment. You know, maybe there was pressure on her to unload and have a moment of emotion, but what about it? What's different? Why did this particular you know, this particular segment, did she crack? I don't know.
Erica said at this point that she should have just dropped the... Dorit should have just dropped everything, not kept talking about it, and she should have mentioned this to Erica privately. That's the way we even talked how we would handle it on this panel. And Dorit now comes back to claiming how she doesn't remember. She doesn't remember anything that was said. No clue. And then Rinna draws ties to the fact that, well, I actually didn't remember. She's just making it up. And I was like, don't even liar.
What I've noticed with Dorit, sometimes when you really put her in the spot, she sometimes can take the heat and sometimes cannot. And in that moment, I felt like that was a cannot moment. Because there's other moments where she talks back when Erica said how she really, really felt. And she was like, hallelujah. Like, I love that part of Dorit because I feel like she has a big voice. I don't think there's enough people on the cast to support her as a main person on there. But get somebody on there next season. And, you know, she has, she has a lot.
We said this last week. And it was me that said, I said, well, it's not going to be much of a fight when you have Dorit up against Erica, but you know what? She really did hold her own.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's a lack of a push behind her. Like you said, there's more women behind Team Erica than there are behind Team Dorit. But yeah, I mean, you know, she made it interesting for me to watch.
Yeah.
It wasn't a massacre.
That's why I was, that's going back to earlier in our show, that's why I said I was kind of happy that Lisa left her alone because it kind of showed that Dorit can kind of hang, you know, and she wasn't screaming for help.
This is how I know Lisa Rinna is just doing this and so fake. She, all these questions she has to propose. This one, now she had to go at this point. Do you trust your husband? See, it's just these direct, pointed questions that you can't, like, get out of.
Grant, I'm really glad that she did, though, because that's what I've been thinking since the very beginning. How could it not affect their marriages? It could, you know, Dorit and PK, they probably hashed it out a few times at night when the cameras weren't there. And then Erica, at some point, had to tell Tom what happened, and I'm sure Tom was not happy.
I don't know if he knows just yet. I got the feeling what she was saying was that she's going to have a conversation with him. I think that's what she mentioned. Yeah.
I almost feel like maybe she just did, and that's why this episode blew up.
Okay.
Maybe, I'm thinking maybe she just...
Yeah, because it is an older story here. Yeah.
So, you know, they film maybe six episodes, and she finally told Tom, look, this is what happened. It's going to be coming out on the show. He probably had a fit. Remember there was that little thing where they had a dinner party and it didn't go so well? He was really upset, and she had to take the fall for it. And she had to... Like, that?
Yeah.
So I can see this is way bigger. And
absolutely.
How could it not affect Tom? He's like, you know, you're... You know.
Well, I hope it doesn't.
Right, yeah. Well,
no, we don't wish that on anybody, they had to have talked about it.
I think we need to DM Erica on Twitter and just, like, talk to her and be like, what's the...
She's busy dancing on Dancing with the Stars.
She has everybody at AfterBuzz TV.
Well, I want to talk about this, definitely.
So, basically, they said, well, you know, are you threatened by Erica, Dorit? Is that why you have this problem?
I didn't like that.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, not everyone is threatened by other women. I mean, you know, it's kind of like, that's Rinna just stirring it up. That's all that it is.
Yeah,
and
not
even in a good way. Like, I think back of classic stirrers, like Gina Keogh, who I always give the award to, on OC. I mean, she wasn't as tactless as Rinna is. She would come at you, but she'd, like, do it and then run away. This one will just come at you, and then she'll just look at you, but it's like, that's not, there's no tact to that. Like, if you want to be shady or, like, get someone going, you just drop a crumb and run the other way and just watch what happens.
Did
that's
you see
you
Kyle
do.
Snap and, like, wake up in that dinner table? She was like, we're not going to do that, because that was literally flashback to that Yolanda moment when everybody was there, and her sister was actually, it's kind of like Lisa fell into Kim's place at that dinner table.
Yes, and I never get tired of seeing that scene. You guys at Bravo can replay it over and over and over.
It's a good scene.
Fantastic. Yeah. But I like people that are blunt. I mean, yes, you can be cautious and throw the crumb out. But for reality TV, look at, we all snapped. We all like, oh my God, oh my God. You know, she's really pushing. We had plenty of fireworks to deal with, but she just exploded it even more. I'm not saying it's good, Lisa Rinna, but it worked. I mean, everybody's like, oh my God. And if you watch, it was almost funny. It was like a tennis match. They'd all go like that. And then it all go like that. Mm-hmm. It's going back and forth. Mm-hmm. Like, it was heated. So it was great.
This was a great episode.
Erica felt, though, that she was, by that scandal coming up and all the conversation around it, that she was painted like a slut. That's kind of what she said.
Yes.
You know, and I can understand that. She cares about the repercussions. That was really what, that was the trigger word for her in this moment that I caught.
Yeah.
And what those repercussions are, as is, like we said, she said, just explain this to Tom. And just a little bit, Dorit tells Erica that she feels really bad, and now that she's thought about the husband, Tom's involvement in what was said, this triggered her to feel bad. Erica says that she can apologize to Tom, and so can PK. And of course, Dorit says that, you know, they'll do it if they want to, but they're not going to be told to apologize.
Exactly. I felt Dorit should have known that would have affected Erica's marriage. And I liked how Dorit immediately said, yes, I will apologize. I'll call him up and I'll explain it. But
Dorit didn't take it seriously. Dorit thought it was all a joke.
Really?
Well, you know what?
I don't think agreeing to call somebody's husband was joking around. I thought she was really making an effort.
No, I'm talking about the whole panty situation. That's why she doesn't feel the need to have to call up Tommy to apologize.
But she did agree. What she did not agree to, and I agree with her, is why should my husband have to do it, and why should I have to speak for my husband? He can do it or not do it, and same with me. I can agree or not agree to do this. But she willingly agreed to call up Tom and explain it and apologize. I thought that was big of her.
But we're at this point now because, and I'm not saying that Erica is at fault by any means, but I do think that with her not explaining how she really felt when Dorit and her really talked about it, that's why we're at this point. Because an apology would have happened earlier.
Yes.
But for purposes of our enjoyment of watching Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, this would happen.
Yeah, and Lisa Vanderpump. Lisa Vanderpump said that same comment that you just said. Yeah, she felt the same. Well, Eileen clarifies that there's nothing. She says, "Let me get this straight. So there's nothing that Dorit can do at this point that you would accept her apology. You know, she didn't do anything terrible to you. She didn't kill your kid."
Oh,
and
boy.
It was like, damn. Of course, we all saw it, and it was the most awkward foot and mouth moment. Eileen, I feel for you.
That was hard.
I wouldn't want to be in that seat.
It's not the best thing to have said, but she clearly did not mean it the way Erica took it or wanted to take it.
Exactly.
And I felt like Erica is being very emotional tonight, and she latched onto this, and she ran with this. It was like another whole new blow-up storyline that was created out of nothing, because clearly Eileen could not possibly have meant it that way.
No, they were just hugging each other the night before, saying how beautiful people they are. And
I don't think for Erica, like, for her, I think just in general, talking about her child is something that's super sensitive, and every single one of us has something that is off limits.
Mm-hmm.
And I think regardless if you're my best friend of forever years, if you say something that's going to strike me, you're like almost not my friend. I know they're going to patch things up. Obviously, we see it in the next episode, but in that moment, she was not having it.
Maybe,
and I see that.
Maybe because she was so emotional with the last blowout
that created
this emotional outburst,
yeah.
And maybe that's why.
Right.
It was almost like, are you a Gemini? Like, what is going on with you? You've never acted like this before.
I am.
Sorry, Gemini.
So am I.
I love you guys.
You got two at the table.
I'm a true blue Gemini.
Listen, I was afraid
blue.
To say because, you know what?
Yeah.
1/12
of
everybody
is
a Gemini.
I own it. I own that completely.
So tell us more, tell us more, Grant. Are you two people? Like, do you, like,
I can be like, I don't know how sometimes I'll react if I walk into a room full of people. Like, I'm not meek by any means, but sometimes I'll either be like really into it or I'll be like, oh, I'm so over this. Like, sometimes in situations, I react how I don't think I would sometimes, and it's fun. I think that's what would make a good storyline of my
two
own.
Two people in one body, Gemini, so they can be.
Well, people want to get to know me. You got to follow me. Then you can make up your mind.
That's right.
I don't know. I'm good, and just like, don't mess with me. Like, that's all I can say. You know, like, I'm cool to a point. But yeah, I mean, like, also with being a Gemini, I feel like I can read people really well.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can know right off the bat, like, if we're gonna connect, if we're on any type of same wavelength, like, just things like that.
Yeah.
I can really not prejudge. I just can realize by a quick interaction with people. I especially can sense, like, gift. Yes, I am, and it's, you know, it limits me in certain relationships because, you know, I could be wrong about someone. You know, definitely, and perhaps maybe that has prevented me from being maybe dating or whatever, but I feel like also it's protected me. So that's just me talking out loud. Who cares?
No, we like to. I like to hear about you guys.
I don't know. It's just me, but poor Eileen. I mean,
she was about to cry. I think she was crying.
She did.
Erica was crazy. Erica went as far as saying "F you" for that, and you know, like, you're so insensitive. There was really nothing insensitive about that. Even she said, "Figure of speech." Sorry, like, it's true. Like, she was just drawing a conclusion. Like, you know, this is not that serious. You know, like, she didn't come after you. She didn't come after your family. Like, we can get past this. And it wasn't a personal attack, and that's where we found the real breakdown of, you don't know what I deal with every night. And then Lisa ran to change the subject.
And I love how she was like, well, I'm going to leave soon, so let me just, like, throw some, like, shade dust, and then I'm going to go to my room and chill.
I get that, though. I mean, you got to wrap. You know, we're getting close to the end of the season. If you're going to say something, do it now, because you're going to be gone. You know what happens when you're gone? It's not a good thing.
It's just so tactless. It's like, here we go with another thing we're going to throw down at the table to see what happens.
Why not?
But, you know, I mean, but it's like, how, you know, that's your only ammo. That's your only way to start drama. Like, you're on a reality. Look into it. Like, figure out how you can get the ball rolling on things. Just dropping these questions on the table, it's okay once or twice, but
yeah.
I don't know. I'm just tired of you, Rinna. I'm just tired of the humanitarian. I'm just tired of her. Anyway, she's not just a subject, but when I was at that dinner with Elliot Mintz, everyone left. And I was like, who the hell remembers this? Like, I mean, maybe I'm like a Dorit. Like, I don't remember. But I'm like, I really don't remember there being an awkward ending to that dinner. But perhaps I'm wrong, and I'm sure the comments will let me know.
I don't think we saw that.
No, that was when, I don't know if we saw that exact point.
Everybody get out from the table. I don't remember seeing that.
Well, this is when they talked about the panties. Right?
Yeah, that's when they talked about it. And then Boy George was performing that night.
I thought that was for PK's birthday.
Wasn't that the night that they were all over?
No, because that was with Elliot Mintz. That was like
an industry
dinner.
This is like a luncheon.
Yeah, this was a different one. Early in the season. So that's why I'm like, hold on, back up.
Regardless, it was something that Lisa Rinna wanted to bring up and stir the pot.
Yeah, something we had never heard of that there was, like, you know, again, like they were bringing up. But that's okay. I'm okay. As long as we're not talking about Kim, I'm good.
You know what it is, though? You know? Like, thinking about it, it's just, you go on the show to just damage everybody's reputation. When somebody's looking really cute and together, it's like damage. And everybody's been through it. Lisa Vanderpump, Kyle has been through it. It's like Dorit is looking pretty good over there, so let's just throw the coke and all the allegations about drugs.
Right. Well, yeah, that's what the allegations were. Were you guys all doing cocaine in the bathroom?
Oh.
That was a hard allegation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know anything, obviously, about their habits or whatever. I don't know. I mean, later in the next episode, she's gonna say, you know, we have two kids at home. Like, we don't live in a coke den. Like, but, you know, I don't know. I mean, it wouldn't shock me. I mean, it's I don't know, drug use doesn't shock me in this town at all. So I mean, it's interesting that that's come up, because there's, like I mentioned a few weeks ago, there was a couple that there's been a lot of rumors about, you know, their extracurricular activities. So when they dropped this, I was like, damn, you know, maybe I
who are you talking about?
Dorit and PK.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, yeah.
You know how Dorit was kind of coming after her, insinuating that she had a pill bag and et cetera, et cetera. This was an opportunity for kind of Lisa Rinna. She's good at getting people back, and this was a good way of getting her back, because now Dorit, I mean, now we think of her as somebody that could potentially be doing something like
allegedly,
that.
Allegedly, yeah.
Allegedly.
I mean, yeah.
If anything, I think Erica tonight secured her spot for another 3 seasons. We have a whole other side of her. And when you add in Dancing with the Stars, I mean, she's becoming a superstar. She's on the level of Lisa Vanderpump now.
Yeah.
I think she's one of the major queens of the show.
She's going to be holding the diamond in the middle when Lisa's gone.
Oh, yes.
Well, let's talk about that. We talked about Dancing with the Stars and some brief news and gossip. Let's give our thoughts.
Excellent.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Well, you guys, I'm wearing this for a reason. You know, I have to theme every single night. We have the wonderful Erica Jayne on Dancing with the Stars. How exciting is that? She did a phenomenal performance. Mm. She brought it. We got to hear her expensive song, which is very smart of ABC. I love it.
Of course.
And the clean version. I was like, oh, wait a minute.
Oh, yeah. But the dancing wasn't so clean. I mean, they were calling her like a slut and everything, weren't they? I mean, she's getting rolling. She again she was affected. I mean with ABC, the close-up so close to her face, and if you listen to the show, she actually said, I'm not that, and she was upset with some of the comments the judges were making. She is sensitive, and we saw it tonight, and we saw it on Dancing with the Stars last night. But at least the outfit matched. I love the unicorn.
Yes.
I think her teamed up with Gleb is going to go to the end. I think she's going to be top two. I think it's going to be her and Gleb and Max and the girl from Glee. She's a phenomenal dancer, and I think it's going to just raise her profile more, and it's going to be great for both shows.
Right. Well, that's my advice to Erica. Use this as a platform just to I hope she realizes, and knowing her, she probably does. You're doing a show on a network TV, on a network, and with that comes a lot of people who aren't as open-minded or have a clue who you are, and they're going to judge you immediately for being this, like, older woman. I don't even mean to say that. Like, I don't even mean older. I just mean, like, you know, you're not a 20-something and you're being sexually open. So, of course, there's going to be so much judgment with that. And I think on this platform, more than Housewives.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So I hope she realizes that.
She has to connect with the viewers, for sure, because we have to know the audience that's watching Dancing with the Stars. And
her package wasn't very relatable. It was about her Bugatti. It was about, you know, her huge house and you know, all the money that she has. Yeah. So, and I like that because it's cool. I feel like I know her. But if I didn't know her, I'd be like, oh, some Real Housewife dumb rich bitch.
I was wondering. Is the audience going to get it? Because like you said when you started, she's on a network. This is not cable. So it's a whole new audience for her. And I was wondering when they showed that video packet of her in the beginning of getting to know who she is, I felt she was being truthful and honest. And it was connecting with her brand with Housewives. Mm-hmm. But we'll have to see if the nationwide audience accepts that because they are slightly different than a cable audience.
Yeah. It'll be interesting.
You know, I will say, like my grandmother watches this show and she, you know, we talk all the time and she's called in a few times to different housewives, and she even said she's just kind of tired of all the big expensive stuff that they've been showing off because it's hard to connect because this country is in very, very bad shape. Mm-hmm. And it's hard for certain people to connect. Like, I enjoy seeing the lifestyles. I get it. It's entertaining. Yeah. But for some people who are really struggling, watching Erica Jane walk through her mansion and walk past her Bugatti and all that could be, you know, no wonder why certain people aren't connecting with her.
But
you
She told Gleb that he would get the Lamborghini if they want. Isn't that very giving of her?
It's not relatable at all.
So
I'm trying to get a used car over here. Let's just say that. Please.
She says, I'll just get a new one.
About it. I don't want to know a thing about cars right now. Please. Oh, a mess.com.
Well, you have to team up with Erica and be one of her dancing partners.
I don't know if I gotta go on The Price is Right. I don't know what I gotta do, but I mean, please, just oh Lord.
That is actually filmed right there. They have a big picture of Bob Barker because I usually go to the season opening of Dancing with the Stars and the season ending, and hopefully we'll cover that.
The Grove, right?
It is at the Grove now. Yeah, it's right across the street. They do the finale at the Grove. It's right around Christmas time, and then another time of year. They usually do two seasons per year, but it's a great, great location.
Amazing. Well. I don't know. I wish Erica luck. I'll be watching on YouTube because I can't sit through Tom Bergeron. I just can't. I can't deal with anything.
Plenty of stuff to say about him because, you know, I do the Dancing with the Stars after show. I have done it. I may come back this season. We'll see. But, yeah, I have plenty of comments on everybody.
Yeah. Anyway, we have to wrap it up here. But if you want to know my thoughts on Caitlyn Jenner and all these rumors about her coming on the show, Megan Stecker, former host on this panel, and I sat down on Sunday and recorded a podcast. It's episode number 53 of Grant's Rants Hollywood Talk. Please check that out. We could talk about a lot of different things in that show. We love her, so please check that out if you haven't already. And you can follow me at Grants_Rants on Twitter.
Hey guys, I'm Thomas Rulina. I'm coming out with a brand new YouTube series called Your Time with Thomas coming this spring, so make sure to follow me at Thomas Rulina everywhere.
Hey guys, I'm Chris Valentine. You can follow me on Twitter at AKA Golden Boy. And I just did the Summer of Stars for ABC Press Junket. We had an enormous amount of celebrities come through, lots of interviews, so check out Popcorn Talk for all those great celebrity interviews.
All right, we'll be back with more of all this fallout from the boat and the dinner and everything coming out of Hong Kong next week here at AfterBuzz TV.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.